91X News.
It's 15 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud at 1 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Cook. Parking is free this year again in downtown Belleville as part of this year's Feed the Meter campaign. The difference this year is that the fundraiser starts this month and will go until the end of December. Downtown parking meters will be open to donations from the public. All the proceeds will go toward food programs at local schools. Kelly Brace is the student nutrition coordinator for Hastings and Prince Edward School Board.
Well, Feed the Meter is a fundraiser for Food for Learning in partnership with the municipalities of the city of Belleville, the city of Quinney West. We hope this year that we'll be able to increase our total proceeds from Feed the Meter and raise $30,000, which is our goal.
Angela Douglas is co-owner of downtown business Breakout Belleville. Douglas agrees the construction hasn't impacted their business.
I don't think that really hasn't impacted our business in a negative or a positive. We're excited for the changes that are taking place.
Feed the Meter has already started and will continue until the end of December. Quinty Healthcare is now offering assistance to those terminally ill patients looking to end their life. Nick Ogden reports.
Quinty Healthcare patients are able to choose if they want to die with the help of medical professionals. Susan Rowe is the director of communications for Quinty Healthcare. She says that QHC will make sure people who make the request know every possibility before making a final decision.
The process is very detailed to ensure that we're following every step within the legislation. So, for example, there is a waiting period that once somebody makes a request that you give them time to consider it, you provide them with any extra support and advice that they would like during that time to ensure that they've investigated all of their options fully and are aware of what all of their options are before you start the next phase of the process.
Rose says the team at QHC wanted to make sure the service is handled in an appropriate way.
The steering committee that we put together, they were excellent and wanted to ensure that by providing this service to patients and to their families, that it was going to be offered in a very respectful, ethical, and appropriate way. So that was their main goal.
The service can be requested at any of the four hospitals attached to Quinty Healthcare. Nick Ogden, QNET News, Belleville.
A new fire hall in Quinty West is in sight after a proposal for the new building was shown to Quinty West Council Monday night. Deputy Fire Chief Dan Smith and Michael McKnight of MCL Architects presented the plan to council. The planned three-story building would feature more locker room space, a women's change room, a training room, and more sleeping space for the firefighters. Smith says the most important part of the fire hall is the fact that it was designed for the workers.
And that's what we were after. Something that not only just works for the fire chief and myself, it's got to work for the workers that are there 24 hours a day.
The proposed layout is similar to one McKnight's firm designed in Collingwood. Councillor David McHugh visited the fire hall in Collingwood and says the design was fantastic.
What I've seen blew me away. I've been 39 years with the fire department, never seen a hall like this before.
Mayor Jim Harrison says council is looking to get projects like the new fire hall ready in case provincial and federal governments come out with more building incentives soon. That's QNET News on 91X to 104 in sports. The Wellington Dukes play the Stouffville Spirit on Thursday night. The Dukes host the Georgetown Raiders on Friday night at 7:30. The Trenton Golden Hawks host the Kingston Voyagers on Friday night. In news of Ontario college sports, the women's Loyalist soccer team next game is on Wednesday night at Fleming College. The Lady Lancers host Cambrian on Friday at 6 p.m. With only three games left in the season, the Loyalist rugby teams each have a game at Fleming on Thursday night. Toronto Blue Jays manager John Gibbons says there were a few candidates who could have made the wild card start, but he's comfortable turning to right-hander Marcus Stroman.
It wasn't easy. You know, I think Stroh's the perfect guy. You know, big game. We've seen him do it before. He did that a couple times for us last year. You know, he's going to come out throwing strikes, so we're glad he's available.
Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Today is going to be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 20. Tonight will be a low of 12. At 106, it's 15 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Cook, News on 91X, next at 3.